Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The 1-1. High drive. Well hit ball out into center. Leote just watching as it hits up over the batter's eye. Second home run for De La Cruz. Both come with men on board. This two-run shot makes it 14-0.
With the torpedo bat, RJ Choppy?
Yes, with the torpedo bat. Ellie De La Cruz, 7 RBIs, 2 homers. The RBIs were a career high. And he used the torpedo bat, which, boy, that is all the rage around the sport right now because the amount of orders that the bat companies have been getting. I watched a video from Marucci. Marucci's a bat company. And they do a lot of kids' bats, like youth, metal bats. But they also make some wood bats. And there was a video of, like, the guy who's, like, one of the bat makers. And this video was, like, a year ago. Talking about how the design of this, he goes, we find it's a better design. And it's a better design bat. And things, you know, progress and migrate. And this is now all the rage. But they do say it takes, like, 4 weeks to get a bat. If you order. Because they order to your specifications. Like, they will put something on the knob of your bat. And then you'll swing it 3 times, and it will give you the exact bat for your swing, like where it's weighted.
Wow.
You know, the type of handle and everything. So it takes a little while, but everyone's going to be ordering these things.
Well, the Texas Rangers got torpedoed, embarrassed every which way. Kumar Rocker and the team get humiliated in Cincinnati, 14-3.
Yeah, this has thrown a little bit of cold water on my fun Rangers weekend against the Red Sox. It's like, hey, maybe this is all going to be turned around. And then when you're down 14-0 in like the 7th inning against the Reds, that's a little discouraging. And Kumar Rocker specifically being discouraged, I just had to look this up. So he gave up the 2 home runs, but he also had the 2 walks and then he had the wild pitch. So all that command stuff, all that control stuff, still going. He almost hit somebody last night too. Like this is the concern with him right now and what Chris Young talked about a couple weeks ago about, hey, where you've got him in the lab every day, looking at video, trying to figure out where his mechanics went wrong because he's just not as clean right now as he was at the end of last year.
I had a bunch of different Kumar bets Underdog, and I couldn't decide which one. They make you pick one of them in like the little side subcategories. Over on walks, it was 1.5. Over on hits, I think it was 3.5. And then first inning pitch count was like 19. And I was like, I'm not going to predict they score 3 runs in the first. That's a little bit scary. So first inning pitch count, no. Hits, I could go with that. But Bobby talking about Rocker and surprise with the control and the walks, I was like, okay, let's go with that one. 2 walks. 2 walks and I'm home free. I still want them to have about 4 innings, 5 innings. But 2 walks in there. Well, every damn one of them hit, and they hit easily. The first inning pitch count, obviously, he got beaten and battered. He lost some of that control in that one inning in terms of putting men on. RJ, this was ugly in every which way. He got beaten. He got dinked. Yep. He got dunked. Everything happened to Kumar Rao. Look, you could see the breaking stuff. That was the only little small positive I took away with some of his breaking pitches. He froze Trevino on one that they were talking about and replaying on the TV broadcast. But, man, outside of that, you cannot feel good.
Dude, I mean,
the
like
way baseball go.
You know, he was trying to find the strikes that he found the bats. Like, and they weren't like ground ball hits that got through. I mean, these were ropes. And I bet you if you went.
Well, there was a lot. There were dinks and dunks too. There were balls that leaked through slowly. There were balls that found the stands quickly. Like I thought every single type of hit happened.
Yeah, I thought they were roping them, especially that first inning, like just bang, 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 bang. It was like this was not the start that you're looking for from him. You know, the good news is that he only walked two, and he gave up the six runs. Like that actually is the good news. Like usually, if you're gonna give up six runs, you're gonna have like four walks in there, right? You're just going to have a ton of walks. And that's the he only did that. I actually like that they sent him out for the third inning. Like, the Rays are probably. They had to. I had to go back and look at this. Most teams have had an off day. Because a lot of teams, especially if you don't
I
play.
I think the Yankees are off for the next 2 days. I kept trying because I'm on Torpedo Watch now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did they play last night or are they playing today?
They didn't play yesterday.
Yeah, and I think they're off today.
That would be surprising to have an off on a. I've never seen a team off on a Tuesday like that.
They're just so winded from all the home runs they've had.
But, you know, early in the year, you know.
They host Arizona. Is today April 1st?
Yes.
Yeah. They host Arizona. So,
but like a lot of teams played that Thursday. And then if you didn't have a dome stadium, you had Friday off because they were, it's planning for weather. The Rangers obviously have a dome, and they didn't have an off day yesterday. A lot of teams had an off day yesterday. So they're going to be playing seven straight games right out of the gate. And they needed Rocker to go deep. They needed Garabito to go a couple of innings, too, and he did. You know, he got hit around a little bit, but they needed that. Like, they needed to get, like, six innings out of those two guys.
Look, it's still, Randy Galloway used to say all the time, he was like, you win three out of every five games, and you're going to the playoffs. And, you're 3-2 to start the season. It's just the Rocker thing is a little concerning because you saw him last year and were like, all right, if he can take a step up, if he can continue to put things together, he can be a really dominant force. And these control issues are just a little bit concerning early on, but still some positives that come out of this. Adolis Garcia is still smashing the baseball. He roped both of his hits in play yesterday. Jonah Heim was still hitting the ball really hard. So, I mean, there's still some of the stuff that you were really banking on as like, hey, this needs to be better this year that looked good yesterday.
Well, it was embarrassing for the offense, too. They only had five hits. Berger had the home run in the ninth inning to get them. They scored their three runs in the eighth and the ninth inning. But the offense was totally silenced also.
Silence. There was no, they got nothing. Singer had it. He made his slider look like DeGrom's. And especially in the first inning where that thing was really working against Simeon and then Seager. But, I mean, he made the Rangers look like they had never swung a bat before. Like they were still in spring training.
Here's Boach on the lopsided loss after.
Yeah, well, it was one of those games. It just started out bad and gradually got worse. Their guy did a great job on us. Had his sinker slider going. And our guy just made some mistakes. Down the middle with the fastball and had trouble getting the breaking ball over at times. And we made too many mistakes ahead in the count, too. We just didn't pitch well. And, of course, the bats were quiet. And, it just didn't go well.
So there's the beatdown. Bochy with the incredible voice afterwards. And the Rangers will try to get some revenge today on 105.3 The Fan.
There are 10 teams that have played five games. 10, that's it. And two of them are the Dodgers and the Cubs, who played two of those games in Japan.
That doesn't count.
So that didn't even count. So the Dodgers have only played four. So you're really down to, what, eight teams that have played as many games as the Rangers. Like, it's just... the bad part of the schedule where they had to get extra innings from Rocker last night and they didn't get it.
Nate Eovaldi back out on the mound after the nice opening day performance. And as someone texted and tweeted, the Reds are...
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
about to score more runs than fans in the stands.
That's bad. That was embarrassing. Like, this is
Tolo Skip sent me a little seat action, and you could get in for a dollar last night. Yeah. Section 523. Ooh. Section 404 had the amazing deal. No, the amazing deal is a dollar, 523. Yeah. Section 404, great deal at $2 a piece.
You know, it's a cold night when they're all wearing their whatever they call those things, the masks. Like they're
the ball the gators or whatever.
Yeah, the gator thingies.
Elamines.
Yeah.
I was right.
I'm going to go through five different clips to show that you were wrong. I'm going to go and look. But that shows how obsessed Bobby is.
Yeah.
We're talking about Khalid Elamin, Khalid Elamin.
Khalid.
And 10 minutes later after the show yesterday, he goes, I was right. Being right is my drug. Being right is my drug. And in the clip, it was Khalid. Yeah. Sniff it up. The Dallas Mavericks had another Nico encounter, another Nico incident last night. We'll get to that at 6:20, but let's get to some good news.
Hands it forward. Johnston fighting through. He scores! Wyatt Johnston! The goal-scoring streak up to 5 games, and Dallas is in front.
Victory plus with the call. You heard the reference of the streak, and the star streak goes to now 6 games with a 3-1 win over the Kraken. Second straight win in Seattle. The Stars finished the road trip 4-0, and the month of March, 11-2-2. After what felt like that's a rocky month for them. Yeah. 11-2-2. 30th goal of the season for Wyatt. Second straight 30-goal season. And remember, Spittle points out to us, he's still 21. And he turns 22 in May.
This you could file this under a bad beat if you took the over on the total goals. There were 3 goals scored in the first 3.5 minutes of this game. And then there was nothing until an empty netter late. And, you know, DeSmith was so effective. That one goal he let up, that was not on him. That was a complete breakdown. They left their man wide open right in front of the net for the centering pass from behind the net. He should never have let up that goal. That wasn't on him. This was a shutout. Like, this should be credited as a shutout for DeSmith. He was fantastic, and they are rolling.
Matt Duchene got the Stars' first goal. He has been a road warrior, 44 points away from home, 75 points in 74 games played. DeSmith, terrific in goal, as you said, has only allowed 6 goals in his last 5 games played. So the Stars are 4 points behind Winnipeg for the top spot in the Central. They will host Nashville on Thursday. Colorado picked up a point in an overtime loss, but the Stars have stretched that lead over the Avs to 8.
Cut him off.
What? Good job, Peyton. Good job,
okay.
Pepe.
Wow.
877-881-1053. Franco, injury attorney text line. How important would it be to get that top spot with that matchup versus where they are right now?
Oh, huge. Because, like, the way the playoffs go is they don't do 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7. They deal with your individual division first. So you would be up against Colorado in the first round as it stands right now, as opposed to if you're Winnipeg, I think you get Minnesota. So it's just a much more advantageous position to be in if you're the one seed. You get the wild card-ish team, right? As opposed to Colorado, who could beat anybody, and they're playing, and they have been playing really good hockey since the trade deadline. I know they lost a couple in a row, but for the most part, since they traded Mikko, they've actually done really, really well.
Pepe, how did you divvy up last night? When did you turn off the Rangers, check on the Stars? We'll get to the Mavericks in just a second.
Yeah, well, with the Rangers playing, you know, at 5:40, you know, they were down 6-0 before dinner time. You know, I'm cooking dinner, and they're down 6-0 already, so I was trying to keep up with that. I was really hoping Rocker would go longer. I mean, I was really excited to see him out there and pitch. I mean, I'm not a guy that's going to throw guys back to the minor leagues, you know, one start in, you know, after a bad start.
Like Bobby did with the closer, yeah.
That was disappointing. And then, you know, went to the Mavs, because, I mean, I thought they were going to win last night. I really did.
These 5:40 starts are amazing.
Oh, my God. I mean, the game's over by 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's fantastic. What'd you make?
It was a rigatoni pasta with a chicken sausage. Bell peppers in there, too. Some garlic.
Okay.
Yeah,
more Rowlett or Florence tasting?
He's actually from Rockwell, not Rowlett.
Yeah. No, his favorite Italian place is in Rowlett.
Is it?
Yeah. But this had tomato paste and then like a white pasta sauce as well in there, too. So
there
a
it
mix
is.
Of both.
Well done. And you went out last night?
Yeah, Sarah had it's end of month for her, so she's like, she was out until.
Oh.
Oh, no, different kind of month. So in her world, like, she's got to be at the office.
She comes up, she's like, I'm hungry! Yeah.
She had to be at the office till like 8 or 9. Well, she doesn't know when they cut her out. They cut her. They let her go home. So I was like, all right, I need to get something to eat. So I went down to Rex's. And apparently it was a TCU watch party because the girls were playing. And that place was slammed. I've never seen so many women basketball fans in my life.
Really?
But they were out there.
And you went to Tennessee.
Force. And out to Tennessee, yeah, we used to sell that place out, 20,000 people. But it was a good crowd out there. And I was able to eat and get home.
And they lose to the Texas Longhorns, the number one seed, 58-47. But that was a tremendous season from the female Horned Frogs. Mm-hmm. Was that Elite Eight? Cut off his mic.
Elite Eight, yeah. Yeah, it was Elite Eight.
Elite Eight for the first time?
I think it was the first time they had made there. And, they made it a game. It was like a double-digit game, and then they cut it to two.
Yeah.
And then Texas pulls away.
I was supporting them this morning for their great season.
Yeah.
They lost to the Longhorns. So I was just trying to say, like, hey, respect. You guys played some great ball. That 47-point output in a full game was awesome.
Another Nico incident at the AAC and a horrible. Well, it depends what side you're on. But if you want to make the playoffs, a horrible Mavericks loss at home. That's next with Sean and RJ. Glad you're waking up with us as part of the 6 a.m. Club to start off a Tolo Tuesday right here on The Fan.